Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. On this day in 1797, André-Jacques Gonneron made the first recorded parachute jump from 1,000 meters or 3,200 feet above Paris. After a fire in a train hired and occupied by hundreds of football fans, the investigation into the cause continues. A spokesman for the federal police said yesterday morning that it's not yet possible to predict when a result will be reached. The fire broke out on Saturday evening in a special train with a total of 700 SC Freiburg fans on board, which then stopped at Berlin's Bellevue S-Bahn station when a wagon was on fire. 150 firefighters responded, 4 people were injured, 3 of which were treated in hospital for smoke poisoning. On the weekend, the fan organization Supporters Crew Freiburg speculated about a technical defect, but according to the private company Schweizer Centralbahn AG, whose train it is, this was ruled out. There are also rumors that pyrotechnics from the fans' possession might have played a role, but this has not been confirmed. In Tiergarten, construction work has begun on the street festival 30 Years of Peaceful Revolution, Fall of the Wall, at the Brandenburg Gate. Since yesterday morning, the Strasse des 17 Juni between Brandenburg Gate and Yitzhak-Rabin-Strasse, as well as the Ebertstrasse between Scheidemannstrasse and Behrenstrasse, are closed to traffic, as reported by Traffic Information Center VIZ. The closure is to last until November 16th, and at the beginning of November, drivers will have to prepare for further extensive closures in Mitte and Tiergarten. From the 4th to the 10th of November, numerous events will take place in Berlin at 7 original locations of the Peaceful Revolution. Stay tuned into Berlin Briefing for details regarding the upcoming Mauerfall events and celebrations across the city. Failed air conditioning systems in summer, frozen switches in winter, and at any time of the year, a signal box fault somewhere. There are many things that can annoy rail travelers. And in order to better handle their everyday challenges, the Deutsche Bahn, or DB, is no longer relying solely on its own know-how or that of well-known system manufacturers such as Siemens. For some years now, DB has also been specifically looking for and promoting startups that can offer new solutions or products with fresh and unconventional ideas. The first successes are already evident and audible. Anyone who has been to Frankfurt am Main's main train station in recent weeks might have been surprised. In contrast to usual practice, loudspeaker announcements are easy to understand on some platforms, and this is no coincidence. In Frankfurt, the railway is testing a new innovative audio system from the Berlin startup Holoplot, one of more than 60 startups that have been supported by Deutsche Bahn. 4 years ago, the company founded a kind of talent factory for this purpose called DB Mindbox, located in the viaduct arches below the S-Bahn platforms at Janowitzbrücke railway station. Head of DB Mindbox is Onno Zillis. The 41-year-old has been with Deutsche Bahn for 14 years and has headed the company's think tank for 4 years. He remarked, quote, "We are certainly something special, but we are consciously part of the Deutsche Bahn world and are subject to all the usual group regulations." However, DB Mindbox is located directly on the DB executive board, where Sabine Jeschke has been a member of the executive board for the past 2 years, and who is responsible in particular for the digitalization of the company, which is characterized by many time-honored traditions and bureaucratic inflexibilities. For Zillis, the DB Mindbox, with its 10 startup managers, is a mediator between such different worlds, stating, "On the one hand, we try to be the founder's advocate by opening the doors to the DB world for them. On the other hand, we are looking for areas in the company where their ideas can be implemented." Approximately 4 times a year, the DB Mindbox hosts rounds of applicants in which startups can present their ideas. More than 1,000 startups from 30 countries applied. If the ideas are classified as interesting, there will be €25,000 in startup capital and 100 days of support from one of the 10 startup managers. These provide the founders with access to internal data, for example. the Mindbox also provides 36 co-working stations that can be used by the startups. If the project develops promisingly, follow-up contracts will be signed after the 100-day trial period. The promotion of startups has now become of great importance for the railway. Deutsche Bahn CFO Alexander Doll remarked at the celebration of 4 years of DB Mindbox last week in Berlin, stating, quote, "We are partners because their success is our success." According to a media report by RBB, Berlin police are increasingly keeping an eye on drug trafficking with so-called cocaine taxis. Per the report, from May to October, 35 preliminary proceedings had been initiated, although a spokeswoman for the authorities was not able to comment on the figures. Such cases have been systematically recorded since May due to a considerable increase. The report states that drug deliveries are managed from call centers, with some of the drugs handed over to the customer within 15 to 30 minutes, mostly in the vehicle. In May, the arrest of two men in Berlin who are said to have supplied their customers with cocaine by taxi became known. In a suspicious vehicle, 1 kilo of cocaine with a market price of about 40,000 euros, as well as two blank pistols, were confiscated. In August of 2018, there were also investigations against members of an extended family in connection with drug taxis. The investigating authorities reported the discovery of 2.4 kilos of cannabis in one car. According to the report, 200,000 euros in cash and several cars were confiscated. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.